Well, brethren, it's time to begin tonight, and as probably some of you have noticed in the bulletin, we're having a prayer song service tonight. We've done this before, but it's been a while. So I think we're probably out. Okay, I figure we might as well start them young, right? So let's start out at 874. And he's kind of fussing a little bit, so I don't know if he's going to let us do this whole song or not. Jesus is Lord, my Redeemer. How He loves me, how I love Him. He is risen, He is coming. Lord, come quickly. Alleluia. Precious is He, He that cometh. I will love Him, I will serve Him. When He comes with shouts of glory, still loves me, me the sinner. What a sorrow if I lost Him. But He owns me, me the sinner. Praise our Jesus. Come quickly, alleluia. Okay, our next little psalm leader. H76, Ori, you're going to stand right here. All right. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. All right, thank you, Mr. Pugh. Can you go back to Uncle Michael? Hopefully he and your daddy will get up here in front soon, because we need you up front, guys. And so who we have next? We have Nick Noveski. Nick, why don't you come up here? 810. Or is that still too tall? Do you need a stool? That'll probably make you too tall, but oh well. And what are we doing? The first two verses, 810.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, He who died. Heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let His little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Okay, Nick, can you go back and sit with your mother and sister? And now Michael Davis is not here, okay? So, or you can sit right there with your brother. I think, Jacob?
Yes, you're next.
So you want to come behind the pulpit here? I don't know if you're tall enough to get there. And Jacob's going to lead our opening prayer.
God, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything good today. And thank you for keeping us safe. And thank you for the church family. And thank you for all the people at church, and keep them safe, and the people that are sick, and all the people that are in the hospital. And thank you for providing the food for us, and thank you for that we go to church today and we learn about you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. I think he's prayed before. Nash, you're next.
I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. 12. 2. Therefore, we also, since we were surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which endures, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, displaying the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
All right, very good job. And now I think we have Billy Henshaw.
What is faith? Faith is believing in God. Please turn your Bibles to John 14.
Very good.
In John 14, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." John 14, 1. Believing in God makes you feel better. Jesus continued, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you to go prepare a place for you." John 14, 2. "In God's house there are many mansions, but not for all of us." Jesus prepares a place for us. Then Jesus said, "And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, where you may be also." John 14, 3. Jesus will return to get us, so believe in him.
Very good. Amen. And I should note that, as you saw at the very beginning, we're just kind of talking about the faith of this congregation in 2015. Some people are a day late and a dollar short, and I'm 2 years late, I guess, and more than a dollar short. And we just pick some of our major works that we're doing here and that we support in other places. And we're going to be reading scriptures that pertain to those things and reading scripture and having songs that deal with them also. Okay, so the first one.
Second Timothy, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this.
And Michael and Carl, I got a space here for you now, okay?
Number 272, I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back. Go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. No turning back, I'll follow him.
Let's pray. Almighty God, you are so wonderful, so great to all of us. We're thankful, Lord, for the youth that we have. We're thankful that you have blessed us to have them here. And we pray that we would be faithful to them. We commit our youth unto you. We ask you to help them that they will be strong in the grace that is in our Lord Jesus. We pray that you would help them to learn, that they themselves will be able to teach your word, and that they will be able to endure the difficulties that come in life. I pray that you would help them to receive the victor's crown as they go through life, that they will know that they are serving you and that you are the one who is victorious, and you give them victory for life. I pray that you would help them to be able to have joy in their heart as they go, and that there would be much blessing that goes with their lives. Lord, help them to be ones that are useful in your kingdom, that the harvest would be great for them. I pray that you would bless them as they grow and bless their homes, their families, that you would encourage them and raise them up for you. Lord, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
The theme for this section is Vacation Bible School, of which we'll have a Bible verse as well as a song and a prayer to follow. The verse that has been chosen is Mark 10, 13 through 16. Mark 10, 13 through 16, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as little children will no means enter it. And he who took them up in his arms laid his hands on them and blessed them."
Number 84, Bringing in the Sheaves. Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter chilly breeze. By and by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come
rejoicing,
bringing
in the sheaves,
bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Golden even weeping, sowing for the master, though the loss sustain our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Let us pray. Dear God, we want to take this time now to pray for our Vacation Bible School this year. We pray first that we all as members of the congregation here will look to be involved in that work. Help us to not shy away, but to look for all the different ways that we can help. There's so many different things. We know that although our skills may be weak or stronger in certain areas, that there's definitely something for all of us to be doing. So we pray that we will come together as we conduct that, and that everybody will be involved. And second, we pray that it will be a great outreach to the children of this congregation here, and hopefully the whole community. We pray that as we study creation, that we will be planting the seeds in the children's mind that you are the creator of all and the giver of all. We pray that they will always have faith, and that not just the kids, but we also have faith in you, that you did create the world, and that you are the sustainer of everything, the one who makes it spin, and that we always rely on you for all that we need. And we once again just want to pray that our VBS is successful, and we also pray that not just the kids, but the kids will talk with their parents, or that their parents will come to the Friday night barbecue and we can touch base with them, that once again many more people will come to know you as the one true God. It's all these things we pray in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. I'll be reading Psalms 33, 6 through 9, as we kind of move towards our upcoming seminar, creation seminar. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps and the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
Our God, he is love.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Secure is life from mortal mind. God holds a germ within his hand. Though men may search, they cannot find, for God alone does understand. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From the star God, he is our God, the great I am. Our God, whose Son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that he from sin might set man free and nevermore with him could live. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am.
Let us pray together. Our God in heaven, our Creator, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for this Christian family here this evening. We thank you for all the blessings of this life, for we know that everything comes from you. You bless us daily as you know our needs, and we are so thankful. Father, we thank you for this avenue of prayer that we can come to you in thanksgiving and in praise to you. We thank you that we can come to you asking forgiveness and for help with problems in our lives. We know, Father, that you are here in the beginning and that you are still working in your realm and in our lives. We learn this from your word. Your word tells us that you created the earth and the heavens in 6 days, not thousands of years. You spoke, and it was created in that day. The earth contains everything that we need to live an abundant life, and in the heavens give us light and time and seasons. We know that all this works together in harmony because you created it. Father, you have given us a wonderful place to live our lives and all that is asked of us that we obey your word. You have given us a place to prepare ourselves for the things to come, for the things that you have in store for us. We thank you for your word that tells us of these things. We thank you, Father, that your word tells us where we came from, and it tells us the history of how we got to where we are today. Father, we ask that you would be with us as we study your word and learn more of how you learn more of you, that we might be better prepared to teach others round about us of the hope that we have in you. Father, we pray for the creation seminar this year will be profitable, and many will learn more of your creation, for this is the beginning of all that we know. We ask that you would be with the speaker, that he will bring us those things that we need to know. May we be hearers, that we can understand the message that he has for us and that we can share it with others. We thank you for your son and his sacrifice for us. We thank you for your grace. We praise you, and may we always glorify you, our Creator. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
The reading is from James chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that?
Beautiful life.
Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. span. And so I'll do the best I can. Like the evening sun is sinking low, a few more days and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. To be a child of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing his praise while ages roll, and strive to have some troubled soul. Last evening sun is sinking low, a few more days and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. The only life that will endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lend a helping hand. Life evening sun is sinking low, a few more days and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. While going down life's weary road, I'll try to lift some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low, a few more days and I must go to meet the deed that I have done, where there will be no setting sun.
Let us pray. Holy God, our Father, we are so blessed to be a small part of a great work for your glory. We pray that you would bless the mission hospital, that you would bless the schools to touch more of the Hindus and bring them to Jesus. We pray that the orphans and the widows will be blessed, and that your word will continue to go forth. Lord, we pray and we thank you for the salvation and the blessing that are taking place there. Lord, thank you for this work. We ask you to increase it and to bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This section will be concerning Christian publications. Scripture's reading taken from 1 Peter 3:13 through 17. And who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. Do not fear their intimidations, and do not be troubled. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense for everyone who asks you to give an account of the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. Keep a good conscience so that in the things which you are slandered, those who revile you, your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better, if God should will it too, that you suffer for doing what is right rather than doing what is wrong.
Let us pray. Almighty God in heaven, we thank you, Father, for Jesus the Christ. We thank you, Father, for your holy scriptures. We ask you, Father, to always be with us when you open up the holy scriptures and hear what you have to say to us, Father. Let us be diligent in studying thy holy word, meditating on it as you instructed us. Be with us, Father, as we plant the seeds of faith. Let our light so shine, as Jesus said, that men may see our good works. Glorify you, our Father in heaven. Father, we thank you for this gathering, that we can uplift one another and be a beautiful family for you. We ask all this in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
The next section will be on Focus Press, which prints study materials and class materials, part of the church that does that there. I think they're back east, but I'm not for sure. We'll read from Acts 15, starting in verse 30. So when they were sent off, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter. When they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement. Now Judas and Silas themselves, being prophets also, exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words.
Okay, let's turn to 758. When this passing world is done.
When this passing world is done, when has sunk yon glaring sun, when I stand with Christ on high, looking o'er life's history, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then how much I owe. When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty not my own, when I see thee as thou art, Lord, unsinning heart, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then how much I owe. When the praise of heaven I hear, loud as thunders to the ear, loud as many waters noise, sweet as harp's melodious voice, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then how much I owe. E'en on earth as through a glass, darkly let thy glory pass, make forgiveness feel so sweet, make thy Spirit's help so meet. E'en on earth, Lord, make me know something of how much I owe.
Would you pray with me, please? Once again, Heavenly Father, we come before Thee with thankfulness in our hearts for all Thou hast blessed us with physically, most of all spiritually. This time, dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for those who are doing Christian publications, their strength, their courage, and their wisdom and their knowledge. We ask Thee to continue to be with them. May they have the knowledge and wisdom to do things correctly and help them to use those skills Thou hast blessed you have blessed them with. We ask Thee to continue to be with us, and may we use these publications to help spread the word throughout the world. For it's through Thy Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
I'll be reading from the New International Version, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned."
Turn to 755. And I just realized that I left off one of the good works that we support, and that's the Mountain States Children's Home in Longmont, Colorado. So, Larry, when you do the prayer after this, could you include them in that? If you can remember, Mountain States Children's Home. All right.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saint of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we as a congregation are able to help support such places like Mountain States Children's Home and Don Iverson's work. We're so thankful, Father, that You have allowed us to help them with their good work. And we pray that You would be with both of these different efforts and others that missionary work around the world. Help them to lead others to You. We also ask, Father, that You would give us the zeal to spread the word here. Help us to be the good example and to work in Your kingdom. And we just pray that You would help us to
to be a part of everything. And then when that time comes for us, that our names will be on that list that's called up yonder. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
I didn't realize I was up. I had the old list again. I don't know how. But what I wanted to say was I'm going to say something here that a little testimony about I was baptized February 21st, 2011. So 4 years in February. And it's been such a blessing to me to be with all the people in God's church and things that they have done in my life spiritually and everything else that has happened in the last 4 years. It's been a real blessing. And coincidentally, I think it was a year ago, Don recommended that we read the Bible daily. And I have never been through the whole Bible. And so I started when he said that, I think it was the 4th of January. And this is the 4th of January. And today's verse that I'm going to be reading is actually today's verse in the daily reading for the Bible for the year. So I think that, I'm up here, I might as well challenge everybody up here to make a resolution, if you haven't never read through the whole Bible, to do that, because it's such a spiritual blessing, and I plan on doing it another year and another year and another year if I have to till I get it right. My story. today I'm reading from Genesis 8, 1 through 5, and it's about the flood receding. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and livestock with him in the ark. He sent a wind to blow across the earth, and the flood waters began to recede. The underground waters stopped flowing, the torrential rains from the sky were stopped. So the floodwaters gradually receded from the earth. After 150 days, exactly 5 months from the time the flood began, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. 2.5 months later, as the waters continued to go down, other mountain peaks became visible.
Let us pray. Great God in heaven, our Father and our Creator, we come here this evening to thanking you for the many things that we have. We want to sing our praises, but we also want to thank you for those that do work far afield. Be thankful, and I'm praying for Don Patton and the things that he has done, worked toward, put up with, been persecuted, saw failure, and been held away from the work that he would like to do. He is a brother of us all, and he does work that is well, that we should all be happy that he is here. And we thank you, O Lord, that we have those kind of brethren that look to and go and are willing to go to places that are dangerous to look and see if to prove what we have had happen to us and what you have done with the flood, with everything that's in history that leads us to from the creation down through to Christ. And we want to thank you that we have these kind of men that's willing to face the dangerous things of not just being persecuted by people, but going in dangerous situations that could very well ask you to keep him safe and to help him be able to have the faith to continue on work, put up with the persecution, the people that have been dishonest with him and caused him to have to reevaluate his own work and do these things. Give him the strength of the Lord that he can go ahead and do this. And we as a congregation should be thankful that we have brethren, O Father God, that is out there doing those things for us so that we can really know what has happened and get a good feel for it. Now we ask you that you'll go with him. Be with this congregation also, O Lord, that we are able to support him spiritually in the sense of where he's away from this country and as I said, as I prayed, in dangerous situations. Guide us now, and we pray for him. We pray for his well-being and his strength that he may continue to do the Lord's work. And we pray for things that you'll be with him and help him in all, if it be your will, O Lord, see him successful in all these endeavors. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If you would get your songbook 452, please. I'm not a song leader, so this song has some very rich words in it. It starts off, night with ebon pinion, brooded o'er the veil. Now, I want you to understand what this is talking about before we sing, so that we can sing with our mind and with our spirit. Ebon is a word that means black. Pinion is talking about that outer part of the wing. And brooded is where, like a chicken sits on eggs, brooding the eggs to take and hatch the eggs. And veil is a word that is valley, that is shortened. When it's talking about ebon pinion, brooded o'er the veil, it's talking about that time that darkness came over the earth. And it's like when a chicken or a bird sticks its wing over, and there's that darkness that comes. And there was, Luke 23 says that there was from the sixth hour until the ninth hour that darkness was over all the earth. So as you think about this, as we sing this song, and the words that are there, they have deep meaning. And let's sing this together. If you'll help me a lot, please. Night with ebon pinion, brooded o'er the veil.
Father, Father,
be suffered by me, thine only Son. Abba, Father, Father, let thy will be done.
Is there anybody that needs to partake of the Lord's Supper? Okay. Thank you, men and younger men, for coming up here and doing your job. Love seeing that. As far as announcements go, not a whole lot that are new. I do want to give an update on Earl. It says here that he's in the nursing home at Fairview Room 10. That is not correct now. He is back in ICU, and I think it's 3310.
No, 360.
360.
And he's upstairs, not in ICU.
Okay. Well, when we were just there, he was being taken in for a CAT scan. Yeah, it's not over where the he's not staying in the normal. The rooms that are off to one side.
He's, third
yep, take a right. Well, it depends on what elevator you take. I don't know. So anyways, Earl is needing your prayers, and so please pray for him. He's still uplifting. You go in there, he's still going to make your day. He's a kick. I love Earl. Also remember Donna, his daughter, is still over at Royal Gardens. And also pray for Dennis Pugh, as he is at the hospital in Medford. And he is going to have another CAT scan tomorrow. So he's got more tests that need to be done. But please pray for him, pray for the family. And he's going through a lot. And of course, we've got all the things that we've been praying for, things that we support, and upcoming events. And so please continue to pray for those. And pray for those that are on the continued prayer list, please. Are there any other announcements that need to be made? If not, please be standing and we'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. Dear most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we are truly blessed by this wonderful Lord's Day that you've given to us and this opportunity that we can come together as family in Christ and, Father, worship you, to praise you, hear a portion of your word, sing songs in your name. And, Father, we're so very grateful for this opportunity, and we look forward to the next Lord's Day and also the next opportunity that we get to be together as a family, that you will please bring us back safely. Please be with us as we go our separate ways. And help us throughout this week. Father, please bless us with knowledge and wisdom, but especially boldness, that we will be always ready to share your word with others. Father, help us to just not be lazy and hoping that people talk to us about the gospel, but we will be ready to share your word at any opportunity. Father, we ask that you please be with this congregation and all the work that we are doing and the events that are coming up and that we've been praying for. We ask that you just please continue to be with us, be with all the volunteers and all those that are willing to help here, and that you will, Father, help us to have the strength and the knowledge and wisdom and the ability to help these events to be so very successful. Father, please be with all of the programs throughout the world that are taking place and sharing your gospel, spreading your word. And Father, we pray for great success in that. Father, we're mindful of the young boys that were up here this morning and or this evening, and we're thankful for their opportunity to come up here and their ability to do what they did. And please continue to be with them, strengthen them, and help them to want to do this in the future, to work in the church. And Father, please be with us as parents, that we will do everything necessary to help them in that. Father, we are truly grateful for all that you do for us. And Father, we're mindful of those that are going through difficult times right now. Many are hurting and suffering and needing special prayers at this time. And so many, we ask that you please be with them. Give them strength, and Father, help us to be of comfort and strength to them as well. Father, again, we're thankful for this opportunity to be here this evening and this day. And Father, again, please be with us throughout this week. Father, we love you and we praise you, especially for your Son at Calvary. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I did have a couple other announcements that I neglected, but I thought I would share. Raise your hand if you have some birthdays coming up tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's somebody that goes by the name of Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, we heard about that.
And Lynn. Cheryl. Cheryl, all right. We've got a lot of birthdays coming up. So tell them happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm not singing it, sorry.
I was waiting for.
Dude, Don Rule's going to lead us in happy birthday.